Over 300 people lost their jobs when the Wausau paper mill closed in Groveton at the end of 2007, and that was on top of two other devastating mill closures in the region. At least 10% of the Wausau mill workers lived in Vermont. So when Evan Coleman, COO for Massachusetts-based Clear Energy, came to the small border town to propose a liquefied natural gas production plant, he got a warm welcome. Coleman says the large former mill site is ideal.
There's an existing meter and regulation station for the gas. The community in itself is used to heavy truck traffic at all hours of the day because of the mill, as well as there's existing buildings that we can use from the former mill site.
And Coleman adds, there are plenty of residents with mechanical skills hungry for work. Coleman says Clear Energy will hire 40 plant workers and another 44 truckers at no less than $19 an hour with no previous training necessary, just a high school degree. Clear Energy is promising about $100,000 a year in charitable giving and $1.7 million in annual property taxes. And that's not the only regional benefit, says John Freeman, president of the Northern Community Investment Corporation.
The 84 jobs, of course, is outstanding and thrilling for everybody involved. But that business, because they're providing an energy that many businesses around them can utilize, is going to strengthen businesses all across the two states.
Some communities have been wary of hosting natural gas plants, citing health and safety concerns. But Groveton already has a gas pipeline running through it from Canada across the Vermont border to Portland, Maine. The gas would be converted to liquid in Groveton and distributed to users such as electric generating plants. Jim Tierney is a selectman for Northumberland, which includes Groveton, and he says the facility would not harm the environment or people.
They actually had, in the safety video, they poured, the container they had with the liquid natural gas in it, they put out a lit cigarette in the liquid natural gas.
Tierney says he has not heard any opposition to the plan. Coleman of Clear Energy says its LNG would replace about $80 million worth of fuel that had been coming into the United States through the Port of Boston from foreign countries. If all goes according to plan, the doors to the new plant could open by spring 2015. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.